Welcome to Up Gusto's Personal Development Podcast with Leisha Yost.
Hey everybody, it's Leisha Yost, founder of Up Gusto Personal Development. And today I want to share with you a little story. 17-year-old girl was running along the side of the road and she sees this puddle. She's going to go around that puddle, but she sees a car coming up ahead. The car's coming towards her. And she thinks, I think I can beat that car. Make it around the puddle in time before the car comes. Puddle was kind of coming out a little bit into the road, but she felt she could make it in time. And if not, the car could move over and not hit her. But she didn't make it in time. She got hit just at the very last step of that puddle. That car hit her. And she flew into the air, landed on the ground, turned around, and saw a deformed leg. And the car driving down the road, not coming back. She started screaming. And then she noticed the car was coming back. The car came back around and another girl, about her age, came out. Kind of in hysteria. The driver didn't know what to do. And the girl lying on the ground who was hit said, "Call my family. Call an ambulance." So she went to go do that and girl on the ground is in agony, her leg completely deformed. The bottom half of her cap is just not even attached to the top half. A lady came out from the orange trees, which were right on the side of the road. There's an orange grove, and the lady just came out of there. She came and consoled the girl on the ground and told her to put her leg on. But it was excruciating pain to put the leg, to rest her leg on the orange grove lady's leg. But she did. And eventually, the girl's father came onto the scene, and she told him what happened. And then the sheriffs came, and the fire truck came, and the girl was lifted onto a gurney. They ripped her shorts to check to make sure nothing else was wrong. And they put her in the ambulance and they sent her to the hospital. And the whole way to the hospital, she was looking at these red numbers. Red numbers would change and go up. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and it just kept going up. And that was what she was focusing on to get rid of the pain. They couldn't give her anything for the pain until they knew what was wrong. So they had to get to the hospital first. They get to the hospital and they're doing x-rays all over her body. And the girl's stepmom and stepsister comes in and they come over and console her. And then girl's like, "You don't have to do x-rays all over me, just my leg is broken." She knew nothing else was broken, but the doctors had to make sure, just in case. Because sometimes when you get injured, only the main injury is really, blah, you know. You can only really tell that the main injury is where you're injured. So your neck could be broken, but it might not hurt as bad as your leg, so you think your leg is only broken. Well, it turned out only her leg was broken, so that was good. So she didn't sustain any critical injuries. They had to put her in surgery because her tibia and fibula, which are the two calf bones, completely broke in half. So they weren't attached anymore. So she needed to go to surgery, get a metal rod inserted with some screws. So they put her to sleep and she went into surgery. That evening, she was gonna go to the movies with her sister and two friends. But it all changed in an instant. You never know when something like that's going to happen. And that girl was me. I'm the one who doctors say if I had just been an inch over farther towards the middle of the car, I would have died. The car was going 50 miles an hour, and I'm pretty certain I should have died. People die often when cars are just going through a crosswalk, 5 or 10 miles an hour. But I survived. I'm here to tell the story. Because you never know when your life is going to end. And sometimes something comes along to make you realize that. So there's a reason that everyone is here. And that's what I want to tell you about today. Why are you here? What's your story? And what do you want to do with your life? And what do you want to do to make your life meaningful and purposeful? I created UpGusto to help you figure that out. I created UpGusto to help you live your best life. And I created UpGusto to help you gain what success means to you. So thank you for joining me here. And just keep coming back. That's all I ask. Keep coming back. Talk to us. Let us know what your story is and how we can help you. Because that's why I created UpGusto. I want to help you live a better life. I want to help you gain what success means to you. Because success means something different to everybody. Some people want financial success, or just success in their career. Some people want relational success. Some people want success with their health. Some people want all three. I do. I think most people probably wouldn't mind having success in their finances, relationships, and their health. That would pretty much be the best possible scenario. So, let me help you. Leave a comment. Email me at info@upgusto.com. Let me know your story, because I'm here for you. And I want to help make your life better and amazing. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us. If you like what you heard, share this podcast on Facebook and Twitter, and make sure you subscribe. For more personal development greatness, visit upgusto.com. See you next time.